Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Tuesday, April 25th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
We're recording a little bit earlier today because we can't do later. So if there's any breaking news, we probably won't get to it today, but if there, we'll just have to tomorrow. But we do have a lot to talk about, including Wonder Woman, Justice League, Black Lightning, Injustice 2, and some other stuff. So first up, Wonder Woman tickets might go on sale Friday in the UK, apparently. This is according to BFI IMAX on Facebook. It's a UK movie theater in London, right, Zach?
Yep.
Saying that tickets go on sale Friday. This is the only place I've seen anything about ticket sales so far. I'm guessing WB didn't want them to post this, but
yeah,
they did. So yeah, it looks like we're going to be able to buy tickets soon.
Yeah, if this is true, this is exciting. If it's not true, it's not exciting. It's one of those things that, I don't know, it's probably true. I don't know. I don't think they're just making this up. But maybe they got the date wrong and posted it early, or they weren't supposed to post it yet. But it does make sense that if not this Friday, then sometime soon, we're going to be able to start buying tickets. And again, this is in the UK. This isn't necessarily, I'm assuming if they're selling tickets in the UK, it would probably be around the same time that they're going to sell them in the US. But it's coming soon for sure.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe tomorrow's Wonder Woman Wednesday, if they, you know, have a little clip and say, hey, tickets are on sale, go buy them, or tickets go on sale Friday, something like that. But in other Wonder Woman news, just a cool little story. There's an ill Wonder Woman fan who is trying to get a chance to see the movie early, and a lot of people have been tweeting the story to Patty Jenkins, and she acknowledged it, saying she's working on it. It's just a really cool story. Hopefully, you know, they get to see it before it's too late.
Yep. It's really nice of Patty Jenkins to try to work with her crew and everybody to try to get that to happen. So it's just nice to see that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very similar. If you remember Batman for Baz last year,
yeah.
He passed away four weeks before Batman v Superman came out in theaters, but he was able to see it before that. And I got to give respect for WB because they didn't actually promote it until, and didn't let them say anything until the movie was about out in theaters. So they didn't. I just liked how they used it not as a promotional tool. So
yeah. All right, so moving on to Justice League news. There's another new Justice League promotional site, jointheleague.com. Right now, it's not much, but you put in your email and they promise that it is entering you for sweepstakes, for product giveaways, exclusive content, games, and events. I think you fill it out and then you get past that and you can just watch the trailer again, which that's a good enough prize for me because that's a pretty cool trailer.
Just more than anything, it's just a reminder. Hey, you haven't watched this yet today, have you?
Exactly. Watched it already, but I did watch it again.
Yeah, it looks like a cool site, cool marketing, but we'll see if that ever becomes anything more than that. On to TV news. We talked a little bit about early buzz for Black Lightning. Deadline came out with another article saying there's more good early buzz. Basically, they said the presentation is not complete yet, so they haven't, and remember, they're not doing a full pilot, they're doing just a what they call a presentation, so it's not completed yet, but it's, according to Deadline, it is, quote, considered one of the CW's strongest prospects for next season. So I guess next time we'll talk about this, it'll probably be either officially picked up or not.
Yeah, and it makes sense. The top four shows for CW are all their Arrowverse or Supergirl. So it's just, they do superhero shows very well, and they do their DC shows very well. So I'm glad to hear that this one is not an exception to that so far. All right, and then in more Injustice 2 news, somehow they keep making videos. Whoever is in charge of their marketing department or their video making department, they deserve a raise, or they need to be paid overtime because they have a lot of videos.
They work hard.
Yeah, Shattered Alliances Part 5 and Introducing Brainiac. Both of those are on YouTube. You can check them out. Basically, Brainiac beating up people and also being a bad guy. But Brainiac looks pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, again, not a lot to add other than I think that's part 5 out of 1,000. I'm just guessing. I haven't seen official confirmation. Everything looks cool. We get our first real look at Brainiac. So that was nice to see. And you get a little bit of story in the Shattered Alliances part 2, part 5. I meant part also.
Right. But part 5 also. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes me realize how much I want to see Brainiac in a live action movie too.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And our last thing today is a Twitter question from @Condor_Zlander. Will we get a Legion of Doom film? And if so, should it be with the characters like how it was on Super Friends?
All right, Tom, for those of us who don't know, who is in the Legion of Doom? Let's just get that out of the way first.
Well, it's had a bunch of different iterations, obviously originating on Super Friends. You know, there's a version, I wouldn't really consider it the Legion of Doom, but that's what they called it on Legends of Tomorrow this year. But basically, it just means a team up of supervillains. So the original, I think on Super Friends, the lineup has consisted of Riddler, Captain Cold, Grodd, Scarecrow, Bizarro, Sinestro, Brainiac, Cheetah, Toyman, Giganta, Solomon Grundy, Black Manta, and Lex Luthor.
Yeah, so those are some of the best villains, and also Toyman, to come out of DC Comics. Sorry, Toyman.
he's all right.
Yeah, Riddler is one of my favorites that I really want to see again. That being said, the idea of a Legion of Doom film, it sounds awesome, and maybe somewhere down the road we will get a Legion of Doom film. But I would say don't hold your breath. Like I just can't see that happening anytime soon in the foreseeable future. And I'm interested to know like whether you mean like a Legion of Doom film where it's following them, like it's centered around them, and it's that's what the whole point of the movie is, or it's like another superhero's solo film or something, and then those just happen to be the villains that are the villains for that movie.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't expect a Legion of Doom focused film, but as villains of, I actually think that would be a cool opportunity for maybe a Justice League film, having a team against team. It's something that, I mean, hasn't really been done in a comic book movie that I can think of right now, a full team against another team. But yeah, I think it would be really cool. I wonder how it could fit in, because it's always tricky. Like, are you going to have 7-on-7 and a battle going on at all times? I think that could be cool. I think it's tricky, though, to tell that story. I could see it maybe fitting in down the line once some of these villains are established, so you don't need to introduce them. And so far, we've only got Lex Luthor and Black Manta that have traditionally been members of the Legion cast so far, which you can introduce more in a movie. But yeah, I don't know if we'll ever see a full-on team up. I would be all for it. I would think it would be unique. One thing that's really cool in DC animation, Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
There is an awesome opening where it's just, I don't know, just a few minutes of the Justice League taking down the entire Legion of Doom, one by one. And so it's just a quick thing. It doesn't really do any, it doesn't even fit into the story there, but it just shows the Justice League working together and taking down a team. And that was a really cool opening to that film. And I think they could do that in, maybe down the line in a Justice League film or something like that, where they, like, that's the opening scene. They just spent a couple minutes taking down, you know, Superman's taking down armored Lex Luthor, or I think that would be a pretty cool little Easter egg, if not a full film of it.
Yeah, this is something I would want to see in an animated film, I think, that I think would work better as an animated film way before I think we would ever see it as a live action film. And especially, like you said, at least personally for me, I want to see these characters introduced, if not individually, at least in a smaller group, in some other movies before I see a big team of all these villains together.
Yeah, I think that would definitely have more meaning if they did that way. Although I think it was it Justice League Doom that had sort of a Legion of Doom in it, if I remember right, the animated film from 2012 that had a pretty cool version of the Legion of Doom in that.
Yeah.
So, which was also inspired by Tower of Babel. So that was a pretty cool way to do it too. So I think there's a lot of options, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. And that's all we've got for today, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.